Hi, I'm Scott, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Brady Gaster, and we're talking about some of the new tooling improvements around Azure Resource Manager built into Visual Studio.
Yep, built in specifically to the app service tools. So what we did was we started looking at this wonderful shopping cart dialogue that you've got right here, and we started thinking, wow, it's a pretty good probability that somebody's going to want to go through this dialogue and do this thing, and they'll be really happy about it. And then one of our awesome devs came over and he goes, you know, we're actually generating that entire ARM template in memory.
And ARM templates, the Azure Resource Manager
template. Yes, the Azure Resource Manager template.
It's the kind of thing that's really, really powerful because it switches you from a programmatic way of making Azure resources
to a declarative way.
But when I've seen demos before from very smart people, very kind people, honestly, they're in Notepad and they're like, look at the, you know, it's like looking at the matrix and all the hex numbers. And it's just like, and then what they'll do is they'll say, this is easy. And then they'll scroll and 1,000 lines of JSON go by.
Exactly.
And it does make sense if you spend some time to learn it.
But who has the time?
Who has the time?
Yeah, who has the time?
We don't have the time on Azure Friday.
So what we wanted to do was we wanted to make it really easy for you to reproduce something that you built in this Azure shopping cart so that you could actually put it into a different different resource group somewhere or a different subscription.
Now, just to be really, really crystal clear, though, of course, when we say Azure shopping cart, the metaphor here is I want to make a little of this and a little of this and a little of this. And the checkout is created. We're not actually buying stuff.
Exactly. We're not actually buying stuff. So this button would be the checkout button. And the export button would be save for later.
Save for later.
Save for later.
That's good
stuff.
Analogy.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to save for later. We're going to go ahead and click the export. Now, all I've done is I've created a web app.
Right.
And I've gone through here and I've clicked a
an app service plan.
New app service plan, which you saw in the previous talk. Right. So I'm going to go ahead and do export.
Okay.
I'm going to put it right here. My awesome new app template.
Okay.
I'm just going
to
click save.
I'd like to open it up and see what was generated for you.
That's what we're going to do next.
Excellent.
So what you'll see here in my portal window is that I've got this guy here, my new awesome app resources. Mm-hmm. And if you were to go into it, you're going to see that I have a plan and I have an app.
Right.
Okay, so now I'm going to switch desktops. And here is that template that I just dropped.
So this is what was generated. So let's just take a moment to look at this here.
Right.
We've got some parameters, which are things on the way in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It saved the template, not necessarily the contents of all the text boxes.
Exactly. So all the stuff that you typed in, we're not saving that because we figure you might want to check that in somewhere. We don't want to put your secrets
in
your file.
So you parameterized it.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the parameters. They're the name value pairs.
Yep.
And then down here, if we scroll to put line 27 at the top there, here are the resources. We want an app service plan and it'll get its name from here.
Yes.
And depends on, and et cetera, et cetera. And it builds this tree of resources that it needs.
That's exactly right.
You've got one resource here, and then one down there.
Exactly.
And this can get really big,
It can get really big. Crazy. Because like you could do things like, if I wanted to create a SQL Server database, I'm going to have a SQL Server, which the SQL Server database depends on. And if I want the web app to depend on the SQL Server database, what's going to happen is it's going to basically reference that SQL Server database to put the connection string into blah, blah, blah.
Well, another really great example would be Redis, right? How nice it would be to be able to go and set up a Redis system and then put an app, a web config and all that kind of stuff, right?
I'm really glad you said that. Now, I'm looking off camera because we brought the devs that I mentioned earlier in episode one.
Oh, yeah?
We brought them in because we're going to embarrass them now. They're sitting over here in the wings. So we're going to bring them in and give them a nice round of applause together. But it's funny that you mentioned Redis. We'll talk about that in the next episode. So we're going to get to that in a second. But let's just say that you want to create a new resource group. And let's say you want to make that resource group, I don't know, let's call it caps. Just for, we'll call it caps. Yeah, just for giggles. Now, in this case, what I'm doing is I've got a quick little PowerShell script that I've written here. And I'm telling it, I want you to create a new RM resource group deployment. There's documentation on Azure.com on how to do this. I'm telling it what the template file is. And then if I were to scroll all the way out to the right, what you'll see is that each one of the parameters that I have in my template, I can just pass in right here and I can party on it. So you can see that I'm just creating an entire new world of everything.
So you're answering all those questions. That list of parameters we saw, you then pass in on the command line. There.
That's exactly right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to click F5. That's going to, should ask me here in just a second to log in. Did it?
Yeah, the login Azure RM account is really nice because it pops a dialog, which is just a something you don't expect at the command line, but it's just a time saver, especially if you have two-factor auth.
That's exactly right. And I do.
Do you have two-factor auth?
Well, I have my certificate.
Oh, good.
So that should
I thought you were going to get a phone call.
No. Vittorio still does that. It's hilarious.
I have the use my thumbprint thing.
I haven't gotten that one yet.
It's pretty shiny.
So I'm just logging in right here. Now earlier Scott mentioned Redis. So what we're going to do is we're going to let this run in the background. It's probably going to take maybe 30, 40 seconds.
Okay.
But while that's running, what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip over to my third desktop right here.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll see is that we have a Visual Studio extensibility project or solution for all intents and purposes. We have three projects in it. One of those is Key Vault. One of those is storage. And then we have the long name Microsoft Cache, or in this case, Redis. What these are legitimate extensions. They're V6 extensions. When I run one of these projects, it's going to install all three of these extensions into my experimental instance of ES.
Now, are these things you're working on? Or
these are things we're working on.
Showing us?
What these are, yeah, the future. This is the future. So what we've done is the tooling is basically extensible. So everything in that Azure shopping cart is completely extensible.
Uh-huh.
You could actually write your own V6 to do something like provision storage accounts, or as you mentioned earlier, provision a Redis cache. And
well, for example, I had a chat earlier with Kevin from the Azure Scheduler.
Right.
Folks, they could plug in and they'd be part of the process.
That's exactly right. I think we just had a side conversation with Kevin once he walked out of here earlier. So that's pretty good stuff.
All right.
So we've got the capability here of me to go ahead and right-click this guy and do Create New App Service.
Right.
And if I go over here to the Services tab one more time, you'll see that what we're doing is we're recommending stuff. So I know that most guys that are building a web app probably want SQL. If we had an API app here, we might recommend something else. But let's say you want to see everything. If you select all, there you go.
Redis. So this, storage vault account, Redis cache, Key Vault came out of your
new extension.
Pluggable stuff.
Now, right.
You do an export. I feel like I might want to do an import at some point as well, right?
Yeah, we want to do that eventually.
Or to jump into it at this point.
Right. We definitely want to do that eventually. And I'll call this Hansel Storage 01. And we've got all this stuff. I'll go ahead and say locally redundant storage. So if I were
if you're not careful, this is going to be the preferred way that people want to do stuff.
You said it, not me. So if I click export right here and I go over to my new app template and I hit that.
I think it's going to be quite a bit more complicated.
Uh-oh, I might have an error. This is a Franken build, I will admit that.
Uh-huh.
But what I could do here, if I flip back over to my JSON, is you should see a lot more stuff.
Oh, well, it failed to generate.
Yeah, it failed to generate. But the point is, if I do it one more time, what we're doing here is we're basically creating an extensibility model so that partners like Kevin from Scheduler or the Key Vault guys or pretty much anybody else
anyone else, internal or external,
that's exactly right.
Being an Azure resource manager.
Right. So you guys have heard about this thing called Azure Stack, which is like the kind of thing where you could actually run Azure in your own on-prem environment.
Right.
Well, in the future, we're probably going to want to give you the capability so that you could actually go and create your own resource providers in your own Azure Stack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not going to be able to party on them because we don't know anything about your private cloud. So if we give you an extensibility model, now you could actually use VS to talk to your own custom guys.
Well, and I want to just be really frank
that
Azure Resource Manager has been out for a while.
Yep.
I've talked to lots of people from the team. It's clearly better, but it's been so imposing and so frightening that I have to admit that I have kind of stayed back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been impressed with people who have understood it and who can write that from scratch. This would have me using it, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, what we have done is we've actually showed this to the guys, to the team who worked on the ARM editor.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and open up this new file here. So I've got some new file. You can see now that I've created this file, you can see there's our app service plan.
And there's your storage
And there's
account
my storage
right
account.
There.
So we're actually generating all this stuff. I can bring this into the ARM tools. Let me actually go ahead and show you what that would look like here. If I start up a new instance of VS, I'm going to bring in my awesome plan because it's really easy. What I would do is I would basically bring in this file. We do new project here.
And I'd like to understand, what do we have today? So I can get this new dialog box today.
Yep.
And extensibility is coming soon?
Extensibility is already there. We just haven't documented how you can do it.
Oh, I see. So when you said Franken build, what you're showing is
a Franken build of those
providers.
Exactly, those providers
more
are
coming
stuff.
Soon.
Yeah,
more. Now, would they more be bundled in? Because I don't want to go and have to get a bunch of these myself.
Well, what
like
we want to do? Well, that's what we would like to do eventually. We'd like to put all this stuff in. Let me go ahead and create a blank template right here because we're about to run out of time. But we definitely would like to put more in the box. But think about it from this perspective: there are a lot of service teams such as Scheduler, and they go very, very fast.
I know where you're going with this.
We want them to own their own stuff, and whenever they publish a new instance of their service, they can publish their extension back out to the extensions gallery. If you have it installed, boom, it just updates.
You know, another way to look at this, we use Kevin from Azure Scheduler as an example. They recently moved from the classic portal to the new portal. The new portal gives them a toolkit by which they can enter and become a blade and be a part of the portal.
Yep.
You're doing the equivalent of that extensibility except for Visual Studio.
That's exactly right.
Each team is responsible for their great experience. You're simply the host, whether you are the Azure portal itself on the web or you live inside of Visual Studio.
That's exactly right. And what I've done is I've just created a brand new Azure Resource Group project, which is done by our awesome partners. What I'm going to do here is drag in my awesome new app template. I'll put that in the templates. And what I could do in this guy is go in, and since we're not actually generating a parameters file, this guy expects to have a parameters file.
Okay.
So I can put this right here. I can paste that in. And then whenever I want to run this guy, If I want to run this guy, I could right click. I could do a deploy, a new deployment, and I could actually deploy like you saw me do from PowerShell earlier, but I could do it directly from VS.
That was my next question, because command line's nice, but sometimes you really want to go and do it in a visual way.
So I could actually edit my parameters right here.
And then you can edit parameters, and then they show up, and you've got your name by your
That's pairs. Exactly right. So I can just party on it from that point, and everything is super, super
easy.
So
where do people get this?
People get this. They can actually use WebPI. The Web Platform Installer has the new... Let me run it real quick.
I suppose I could also go to Visual Studio if I already have this, and it'll tell me there's a new version of the SDK.
And if you go to ACOM, if you go to Azure.com, it's right there on the homepage, I believe. If you go to products, I'm not really sure where it would be.
Wouldn't you just go downloads?
Yeah, probably go down. Where's downloads? Did I miss that? Products. Where did
Developer
I find it?
Services? You're clicking all over, man. You're freaking out.
Clicking all over. Where did we put the link?
Maybe you could go and Google with Bing for it.
I could probably Google with Bing for it. Anyway, you download it here. Where did I put it? Well, here, I can make it really easy for
you. Resources.
You just...
Now you're we're going to have to cut this out because you're running all over the place.
Yeah, I am. 2.8.1.
That's how you do it?
Yeah, you just look for Azure SDK 2.8.1 and then there it is. Here's the block and you can download it directly from here. Let me actually click the Azure SDK link. There it is, azuresdk.com or azure.microsoft.com/downloads. That's
so it. If I may be so bold.
Yes.
It is, it's resources.
Oh, there it is.
Downloads.
Perfect, thank you. I couldn't find it.
It's good.
You were asking me too many questions.
I still like it.
Yeah, that's fine. I know. Cool. What's not to like? But anyway, you're right. We're trying to make ARM a little bit easier. We're trying to also work with the ARM editor guys, which we're going to eventually put out a template file as well. Mm-hmm. So when you do an export, it'll put out your resource template and it will put out your parameters. And then you can just drag both files into one of those projects and everything will work. So
cool. We're having all sorts of fun here on Azure Friday. And just as we end, call to action to you is go to Azure.com, click resources and click download.
Yes.
And then why not the developers just come out here
guys.
And just wave to the people.
So let's introduce Mike and Vijay, two of our awesome devs. We couldn't fit all the devs in the room, but these are our awesome devs.
So we're here on Azure Friday. Here are some of the developers. Thanks a lot for your hard work. We appreciate it. What's up? Good to see you. Check us out.
Thanks a lot.
Azure.com.
Have fun.